So the big question is this:
how do married entrepreneurs like us who have decades of business building experience, how do we break through common communication, productivity, and profitability barriers, all while living powerfully in sync?
That's the big question, and this podcast is the answer. You see, even if just one of you is called to entrepreneurship, the family is called to entrepreneurship. No, the goal is not the almighty dollar. We're aiming for the almighty impact. What's up? This is OL and Sway Buckley. Welcome to the Marriedpreneur Life Podcast.
Marriage Marketplace Ministry. Let's go.
Hey, everybody. What's up? This is OL.
And this is Sway Buckley.
Yes, and you're listening to the Marriedpreneur Life Podcast. Hey, guys. This is episode number 86. Yeah, we're excited about this one. This one is going to be confrontational.
Yes, we're going to be confronting the theory, that theory out there. There is this hidden elephant, I would say. So this episode may be a little longer because we're going to go on a little bit of a rampage
a soapbox, maybe that.
But because we're very passionate about it, and it's really the foundation for in our mission for why we do what we do. So we have to confront the big elephant in the virtual room, if you will. We're going to be confronting in this episode the theory that mixing marriage and business is toxic. I'm not sure if it's just you all that have heard this or been hearing, not even that those words, but just the mindset of it, because that mindset brings about words and actions and responses, emotional feelings to the thought of mixing marriage and business. And I guess we should start off with a quick story, because it's important for you all to know one of the big triggers of why we're so passionate about this. And it was just a great reminder for me. Last week we went out to a trip. Well, before I will say that, before we went to a conference, we were checking out the different, it's a business conference, and the business conference, they had different workshops, right?
Yeah, and it was really cool because one of the workshops that they had was really dealing with marriage and business.
Right. We were like, ding, 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 ding.
So we're thinking, hey, this is right up our alley,
it's
right?
Be awesome.
So the way that it was approached, the way that the particular subject of marriage and business was approached, was it just seemed like there was something that was missing. And so as we began to investigate a little deeper,
such a diplomat,
we realized, hey, there's a huge void. It's like a huge gaping hole.
Oh my goodness.
Yes. In the couples that would ultimately be talking about the subject of marriage and business. And
we can give them background,
yeah,
of those couples.
I was just going to say, so one of those couples, one of the panelists or the couples who was on the panel, were they married or engaged to be married?
They were engaged to be married, but I think they just married, so they've been married probably under 30 days.
Okay, so yeah, they were just married. And I know for one of them, this was not their first marriage, not even their second marriage.
But there's a lot to be said about that too, I think.
There's a lot to be said about that. Yeah. And mm-hmm. so there's a great value that they're mm-hmm. obviously able to bring to the equation. So again, nothing wrong with that, right? But then the other panelists, they were married, I don't remember for how long, and I say were mm-hmm. married, I'm not sure for how long, but currently now they're still operating the business together, and it seems to be amicably operated, but they're divorced, right?
Yeah.
So you have a couple who was just married and hadn't been married, I think, for less than a month, and then another couple mm. who were married for however long they were married, but now they are divorced, but yet amicably running the business still mm-hmm. together. Mm-hmm. And so the equation, the composition of panelists mm-hmm. seemed to be imbalanced, because that just made us think to ourselves, okay, great. Now, where's the couple who's representing those who are married and I can say have endured certain things, mm-hmm. happily yeah. married and still running the mm-hmm. business successfully? Mm-hmm. Where's the ones who are in the throes of it? Mm-hmm. And by that, I mean still walking out the marriage, while yet running and operating a successful business. That part seemed to be missing.
Yeah, and I think there are many, and I'm not even speaking about, I think, you know, the panelists, they did an amazing job. They brought their truth and transparency, and that's not their truth. It's like they brought their experience to the platform. And so I think that was what was expected, you know.
Absolutely.
Right. And so I think for me, I was really looking like, oh, well, where are the, you know, like you said, the couples. I know there are so many couples. It doesn't have to be us at all. I know there are so many couples, though, that are serious about, you know, staying married. Like, they're not on the brinks of divorce, and they have been doing business for years. And, but I was like, where is that couple? Like, I wanted to find somebody that I could identify with. And the interesting thing is when we reached out to the organizers and talked to them about, like, well, hey, are y'all going to have, you know, another couple who's married and who's doing business? And they were like, well, they didn't think so. And I said, well, if that comes to that, I'm like, we can come represent. I wasn't even thinking about that initially, but I was like, well, we can definitely do that if you don't have that, if that's what you're looking for. But then what sat in my heart was like what their past experience was, where they said, well, we went that route before and we had, you know, a celebrity come on with her husband and they were saying all the right things. But then the next thing you know, you look up in the news and they're getting a divorce. And so it's like everybody's walking around with egg on their face. Like, what? What, y'all was just on the platform talking about how happy y'all were, you know, just lies. So I was like, man, that just gives married entrepreneurs like a bad rap and kind of puts a bad taste in people's mouth. And I know it did for this organization as well,
because it almost suggests that if you're doing it and you appear to be doing it well, that you're hiding something.
Exactly. That's exactly what I was told. It's like, well, we want people who are going to be transparent. I was like, we can do transparency if that's what you need, you know. But the main thing that I think that sat at me the most was the fact that that's like they turned to that resort to say, okay, we're going to go a different route and have only these types of couples present for a marriage and entrepreneurship session. Mm-hmm. Now, not only that, so that says a lot of it. It's about the culture and about like what people are doing, couples are doing, and maybe like what they're, the faking it type of thing. They're, you know, that whole thing that, and there's some truly missing pieces. If that's what it's come to, if that's like the norm, you know. Mm-hmm. But also I would say throughout, or multiple times throughout that day at the conference, I heard many from across the stage multiple times the discouragement of mixing marriage and business from like big names, big names, you know. And these are influencers, and I'm like, man, well, they're coming definitely from a place of hurt and from a place of like, I've been there, done that, don't want to ever go back, don't even want a t-shirt to show for it, you know. They were just like, don't do it, you know. And so I'm like, man, where are the people, where are the couples who are saying, yes, do it, like, yes, you can do it, these are the skills that you need, this is the mindset that you need, this is the information that you need to do it. So that's why, you know, we're really passionate about, especially this topic today, is like really going after the mindset of those who were listening to break down any type of false beliefs, but then to rebuild healthy ones concerning marriage and business. And if you've ever second guessed or even thought like, oh, I don't even know if this is thing we should do, I hear so many people talking so horribly about it, maybe we shouldn't do it, maybe we're not cut out for it, but we believe that it's easy to come to that conclusion when you see all this around you. But here's why that's a terrible conclusion to come to.
Okay, so this would be a terrible conclusion to come to, because the ones who actually, marriedpreneur couples actually are the ones, should I say, who actually live out the power of two in legacy building and even culture shaping. Mm-hmm. And so as married entrepreneurs, we have the unique ability really to redefine what married entrepreneurship can look like. Because we're carrying ideas about what a healthy marriedpreneur couple is and is not. And so our ability to do that and convey that successfully, I think really translates and makes a huge, huge statement. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there are, you know, those ideas that, common ones actually, about marriedpreneurs in terms of the toxicity or it being toxic to work, you know, to be married and yet work in business. So
with your spouse.
With your spouse, yeah. So issues dealing with, you know, lack of real communication, that actually helps you to build systems of support, date nights turning into work nights,
toxic,
mixed matching roles or simply winging it,
toxic,
not good, those fake it till you make it IG stories,
toxic,
yep, working on non-revenue generating activities mostly,
toxic,
and then of course building multiple revenue streams before the core stream is actually flowing. That never goes well.
toxic.
And then, of course, lack of visibility and all that jazz.
Yeah, so we wanted to kind of just give you some reasons on why we've seen marriedpreneurs, how we've seen marriedpreneurs open up their world to different levels of toxicity by doing these different actions or believing these different things or believing this is the way to make it, this is a way to actually grow. So there are many, many reasons, though, that couples struggle with working together and closing the right type of clients consistently. But if we really, really were to redefine marriedpreneurship as a powerful breakthrough covenant partnership, then when you think about it being toxic, that really sounds silly. When you think about marriage and business not mixing, that sounds silly, because marriedpreneurship, as we're redefining it, it is a powerful breakthrough covenant partnership. And you may say, well, why is this? This is a powerful breakthrough covenant partnership because you're building a business with a team. That's each other, right? It's a team is a mindset.
Definitely.
And it's definitely the fastest way to grow and scale on and offline. And another reason is, you know, pairing marriage and business is the best way to build a solid legacy for future generations. And also, businesses coupled with marriage, so married entrepreneurs, are still a valid way to innovate your own path with your own unique story, because there's simply nothing quite like creating your unique voice in the marketplace with your spouse that your audience gushes over whenever you share whatever you want to share, okay? So really, mixing marriage with business is a fantastic way to build, define, and increase what it is that you all desire to do. And so marriedpreneurs, along with a clear blueprint for the next steps, are doubly powerful. So having an understanding and strategy of where you all want to go, it adds a whole nother level of power to what is it that you want to do. So we don't even know why anyone would write off the single most powerful way to build a legacy or creating an impact or increasing your income or just the logical trajectory of growth, because maybe yours happens to struggle or has struggled in the past, or maybe some internet marketer has been trying to throw rocks against it for their own gain. You have to watch out for that too.
Yeah, so let's just flip the script for a second and let's say it this way. So the couples who actually become masters at blending marriage and business, these couples go deep in understanding the psychology of working together. You know what I mean? So the sequencing of a smart business model, the way to build rapport with their market. Those are the couples that are actually going to make as much money as they want to, while the rest of the masses go off believing that it just won't work.
Yes. So we want to share with you all just a few ways that learning how to blend and build marriage and business helps you in the long run. So some people might say, okay, I can do it right now, but like they don't really see, a lot of couples don't really see in the long run what this really does and how powerful blending marriage with business really, really is. So here's the first thing that it blending marriage and business, how it helps you in the long run. It helps you to stand out in the marketplace in your sales copy. Yes.
Definitely.
Your story as a couple is unique and attracts others to you. There is a saying that goes, facts tell, stories sell, right? So you can turn your story into a sales copy in a hot minute. And in fact, with a bunch of our current clients that we're working with, we've turned their stories into sales copy in video or in written format for people who prefer to read, whichever way their market wants to go. So it's really about your why and using your story as sales copy, even in the long run.
Absolutely. It also helps you guys to figure out scalability with specific roles that work for you both. So whether you're rolling out a new series on IGTV, a new podcast, or even just a bunch of Facebook posts, have you ever, you know, in doing those things, gotten frustrated with wondering, you know, who should be doing what? Like, what role should one play? Listen, we started doing super short daily meetings, like even as we eat our oatmeal in the morning. We talk about accountability, productivity, and so forth. in the business, and we started that, I mean, just as of a few years ago.
Yeah.
So each lesson is really, really small part of a larger Marypreneur vision, and just know that the roles will change as progress changes.
Mm-hmm. And the same goes with other business models, too, that you two may be building, too. Another thing you want to be thinking about, a benefit of blending marriage with business, is it helps you to figure out how to build a legacy by tapping into each other's gifts and uniting your vision. So I guarantee you this, like, this is something that we do, and I can speak for ourselves and for our other Marypreneur clients that we've worked with. If you two sit down and write out first from the perspective of what you want your marriage and business to look like before you launch your next venture, you definitely will be more productive, you'll be more focused, and you'll be more profitable than ever before. Like, the actual act of creating a vision together puts you two in the unique position of looking at your marriage and business from the angle of where you are and where you desire to be. So, like, you're trying to create a marriage and a business that you will love. And this is basically one of the easiest ways to do this. And that dual angle of looking at things gives you a 360 view that allows you all to see your blind spots.
Yep.
And so, in fact, this simple principle, that when we produce we use the same principle when we're producing our podcast, like what we're doing right now. We'll start writing first about the value that we desire to bring, and not allow our mind to get caught up in, oh my goodness, how are we going to bring the value, or what are we going to say? We think about, like, wow, what if we could talk about this, this, and this, right? How amazing would that be if we can share this, this, and this, and or the best way to do this, or the best practices for this? And we may be thinking, well, what are the best practices that we use? It really makes us think differently versus coming from the answer. We come from the question. And oftentimes we'll start writing it and it's kind of foggy.
Mm-hmm.
While we're writing, we're like, okay, so what's going to be the answer for that, or how are we going to respond to that? You know, we'll just do like a framework, you know, not necessarily like a full-on script. But what we've realized every single time is when we do that, that every single question that we had at the beginning, it becomes clearer and clearer. So by the time we're done, it's really all clear.
Yep. So Marypreneur couples, you know, listen, aren't even close to being impossible, but they just may need the following. Mm-hmm. There's a couple of things that we all as Marypreneurs definitely need. It may be time to get creative with how you two use tried and true systems that mm-hmm. you may have been implementing along the way and may need some tweaking now.
Right.
It also might be time to observe best practices of experienced married entrepreneurs and Marypreneurs and how they learn how to create and walk out powerful strategies, but they do not get stuck to it,
right,
of course.
Right.
And it also may be time to learn new methodologies for communicating with each other and get a fresh perspective about what each of you brings to the table.
Right.
We can often take that for granted and realize that we've been sleeping on, or rather sleeping with, gold.
You sleeping with gold? Am I gold to you?
Yes, you are.
You sleeping with me?
Absolutely.
You better be sleeping with me only. Right.
It might be time to revisit your business model and consider the voice that you two are actually creating in the marketplace, even if it's just one of you as the face of the business, you know, and redefine your dream client who will require less time and energy while you guys are making more money.
That's a big thing.
In mixing marriage and business, you know, for you two, yes, it may seem like it might be a struggle, but it's easy. It's an easy out to decide that it just doesn't work, and it isn't time, or should I say, and it's time to go do it solo without your spouse, which is cool if you guys are willing to miss out on all the legacy building experiences that you two can create together,
right,
and model for future generations. But we would gently suggest to reframe your thinking, to reframe the thought that mixing marriage and business as a powerful lifestyle elevation, and decide
that.
Just decide that maybe it's time to study new ways to create the marriage and business you guys love.
Yeah, I think it's all about just redefining marriage and entrepreneurship, redefining blending the two, redefining like what you want it to look like versus allowing the culture to define it for you. Because we've seen so much, I know you guys see so much, and so we saw that there was a void in the marketplace, and then we didn't create it because of that. We actually created the podcast because of that, but not the business. We weren't even looking to do business together. It's like our clients wanted us to do business together to help them with their, you know, their spouse. But when it came to the podcast, like, we're like, what are some other publishing platforms where they solely talk about like the beauty and the power and the transformative ability that blending marriage and entrepreneurship brings. Like, where else do they do that, right? And I think it's so important to, number one, like, see the void, but also believe in what you believe, that you can fill that void. And so we are trucking away on this journey, and we're happy to have you all with us. And this is really, I would say, a very straightforward, mission-focused, mission-based, breaking down beliefs and building up new ones type of podcast episode, because it is necessary. After what happened to us last week, we were like, we got to do something, right? And so we've actually turned this into a blog as well. We turned it into emails as well, just like really to help other married entrepreneurs. So if they're not listening to the podcast, we want them to get it via email or get it through the blog or whatever. We just want to get the message out there that, you know, it is possible to be happily married and to have an epic marriage and to have like an amazing business and build a legacy with your spouse.
Absolutely.
It is absolutely possible. And if you all want some...
And by the way, it's not just possible, it's actually fun.
It is fun. Thank you, husband. Yeah, you be having fun with me?
Absolutely.
Listen, we do have some crazy times here. It is work too, but it is fun and it should be fun. And I feel like those who settle and say, yeah, it's not for us, like, we can't do it, we tried it, it didn't work out, whatever, like, you're missing out on something quite amazing that you need, so unique that there's nothing else that can take the place of the benefits. Like, yes, the stakes are high, but the rewards are as well.
Absolutely.
And so anyway, we encourage you all just to keep going, keep moving forward. If you all didn't hear about it, we are going to be launching the Marriedpreneur Growth Kit, which was formerly called the Quick Start Kit, but now it's called the Marriedpreneur Growth Kit, and it's launching July 8th. If you all want to be on the VIP launch list to be the first, there's so many perks to being the first to jump in that on that option, and it's something that we've never done before, so we'll be sharing that via email. You can go over to marriedpreneurmap.com and get the goods over there. Marriedpreneur Map, make sure you will be the first ones to know as we open up, and we'll be sharing some more details before it opens up as well too. All right, hopefully this was helpful for you all and encouraging and uplifting, enlightening, and motivating, and inspiring.
Absolutely. So if that be the case, go ahead, subscribe, rate, and review, and we look forward to seeing you guys on the next episode.
Yes, y'all have a good one. Peace out.
Want more winning tips for your marriedpreneur life? If so, then go get your copy of our free Marriedpreneur Life Quick Start Guide. You can grab your free guide at M as in married, L as in life, quickstart.com.
Inside this guide, you'll find our top 15 systems and processes that we've used to grow our multiple businesses, as well as help countless marriedpreneurs kickstart and scale their vision to lead purposeful and profitable lives. We are marriedpreneurs living powerfully in sync and building amazing businesses that shape the future.